We're continuing the Shir Mikutei Halachas, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Seiruvei Tchumin, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Chaf Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ulevayer Ho'inyan Yoiser, to explain more thoroughly what we've been discussing till now, Ki Iker Hu Hatikin Al Yedei Hayichud Shemiyachtein Umachabrim Kol Hamamorois Bahamaymar Asosun, Bereshis. Shemishom Mekablam Hakoil. Rav Nosson Zal says that the main tikkun is by uniting and attaching the other nine statements of creation to statement number one, which is Bereshis, which is called Maimar Sosum. It's a hidden statement. It doesn't say the word Vayomer or anything. It's the most important statement of creation, from which all the other nine statements of creation receive. Sheze b'chinas klal ha-yichudim. This is a composite of all the different yichudim, all the different unifications. Shaydeze ikar tikkun ho-ilamos. This is what brings about a tikkun for all the worlds. Veze nase al yidei achila digdusha, dahainu achila Shabbos. And this is accomplished by a person eating bigdusha, with holiness, especially with eating on Shabbos. Ki hu achilo mechaberes hagufim anefesh. Eating is what unifies the body and soul. Sheze b'chinas yichud v'chibur klolius kol hu ilomois b'shem yisborach. This corresponds to the concept of uniting all the worlds to Hashem. Ki b'chinas hanefesh l'gabi aguf shemechayim mekayim oisoi. Because the concept of the nefesh, the soul, compared to the body, that the nefesh, the soul, gives chius and a kium to the body. And that relationship corresponds to the chius that Hashem gives to all the different worlds. The worlds compared to Hashem are like the body compared to a soul. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Hani chamisha borchi nafshi keneged me. The five borchi nafshis in Tehillim, what does that correspond to? And the Gemara says there, Ma hakodesh baruch hu zones kol ha'olam, af hanefesh zonos haguf. Just like Hashem nourishes the world, he gives life to the world, so too the soul gives life to the body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maloi Kol Ho'ilam, just like Hashem fills the entire world, so too the soul fills the entire body. V'alkein Be'emes Nase Yichud Godoil Al Yidei Achila Be'idusha. And it's for this reason that there's a high-level unification that's accomplished when a Jew eats properly, Be'idusha, as Rabbein Zal explains in Torah Samach Beis, in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ki zehu klal kol ha-yichudim, kishemechabrim u-miyachdim kol ho-elomois b'sheirosh chiyusam shehu mechayes kulam. This is the concept of all the different yichudim. This is a composite-like of all the yichudim, when we unite all the worlds to the source from which they draw their life, which is Hashem, who gives chiyus to everything. Shezehu b'china now. This is what we're referring to. Shenechlolin v'nesiachadin kol ha-mamoris ha-mizgalim bereshis nekudas habriya shubchinas bereshis maimar sosin. It corresponds to the concept of taking the nine statements of creation which are revealed, vayomer lekim yihi oyer, vayomer lekim yihi rokia, those nine statements, and uniting them with the beginning of creation, which is the statement of bereshis, the maimar sosin. Ki ikar yenika saklipois humebechinas pirud chasushon. Because we know there's a rule in Kabbalah that the klipois, the forces of tuma, forces of evil, their ability to draw strength and power comes when there's separation. Dahainu sheoisin pirud. When people make a separation between the worlds and Hashem, meaning they look at the worlds as an independent entity that is not connected to Hashem, that's not drawing all of its life from Hashem, and whom Hashem is leading. כי מחמה ששורש הכל הוא בחינס מיימר סוסום, איי, שאי אפשר להסיק ולתפוס במוי הכלל, because of the fact that the beginning of everything, the root of everything, is that first statement of creation, Bereshis, which corresponds to the concept of Ayei Mekoyim Kavoidoi, which is impossible for us to understand, to fathom, Alkein Yom Kimishom. That's why the Klipos and the Sidracha are able to draw from there, Migoidel Hahaloma Vahastora, because of the fact that it's so hidden. This Bereshis, this Maimar Sosim is so hidden, therefore, it's possible for the Klipos to draw nourishment from there in a healthy way, in a protected way. When the Klipos are drawing from revealed Kedusha, from the Malchus, then they can have very damaging effects. They can overtake it. They can control it, in a sense. But when they're drawing from an extremely, extremely high source of Kedusha that's very hidden, then they're only getting what they're supposed to get, not more, not less. Humishom boim kol hakfirois shel hamechakrim vafilosofim ha'olchem achar daitom ha'levoicha. And this is the root of where all non-belief of the scientists and philosophers come from, who follow their own confused intellect. Ki be'emes yefshe lohovin b'moyach u'bedas klal. Because the truth is, it's impossible for a human being to understand intellectually how all the worlds originate from and are led and are kept alive through Hashem, who is the hidden of hidden, whom no human mind can fathom. Kiim al yidei emuna shlema. It's only through complete faith, shaydeze oivrim al kol hachochmois, which is what gives us the ability to pass over all the different types of intellects. Shebishvilze nikroim Yisrael ivriim, and this is why one of the names of the Jewish people is we are called ivriim, because we are over, we're able to pass over, to skip over whatever we're not supposed to get involved in. This type of philosophizing and intellectualizing things that cannot be rationalized. Whereas those people who follow only their own intellect, which is perplexed and confused, they come to all kinds of atheism, which originates from and Shvira Sakelem that took place at the beginning of creation, the Ikram Nimshach Mechol HaPonui. The main negative effects come from the Chol HaPonui. Ki gam haklipois vahakfirois haboi mishvira Sakelem, shoroshem gam kei mebchinas Chol HaPonui, shenishom shorish kol ha-sitrachra. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us, even those klipois, those forces of sitrachra, which come from the Shvira Sakelem, they also have an origin in the Cholol HaPonui. That's the real source and beginning and root and foundation of the Sitrachra. Kim lo yehoya hatzimtzum shel Cholol HaPonui, lo yehoya shayach ribuy oir klal. Because were it not for the fact that Hashem had to vacate a place at the beginning of creation in order to begin creation, to make this Cholol HaPonui, there never would have been a problem of ribuy oir, shvira sakelim, all those things never would have happened. Ach chol haponui hayamuchroch lebriyas olam. However, we know that this chol haponui was necessary in order for Hashem to create the world. Kama shekosov shem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likudei Moran, in Torah Samach Dalet. V'tekef shenishave shorish hatzimtzum shel chol haponui, mishom nishtal shel shorish achizas hasigim, Shemishon nizgalgel shoyeshviras kelim, kemuvon kol ze biksovim. And immediately, as soon as there began this tzimtzum of Chol HaPonui, this constriction of Hashem Kavyochel having to vacate himself to a degree from a certain place in order to make space, that's what evolved into the sigim, the klipos, being able to have a connection which resulted in Shvira Sakelim, as is explained very elaborately in the writings of the Arizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'alkein Iker HaTikun Al Yidei Bechina Salimud Shel Ayena, and therefore the main tikkun of all of this comes about through the teaching of Aye that Rabbeinu Zal taught us. L'chapei soisis baruch tomid, to always search for Hashem. Ki tekev kishem aminim shegam shom ne'elam Hashem yisbarach afilu b'mekoyim esfor l'choykim ma'oid, hanimshoch michol aponu kanal. Because as soon as a person believes that even there, even in the furthest places from holiness, Hashem is also to be found there, even those places that draw from the Cholo Aponui, even there Hashem is to be found. Umechapsim, umevakshim gam shom, ayem ekoim kavoidoi, and they search and they seek out also there, saying, where is Hashem? Al yidei ze oilin betachlis walil lebechinas aye. That pushes them up, that elevates them to this very, very high place called Aye, Bechinas Bereshis, Maimar Sosum, which corresponds to the first statement of creation, which is called the hidden statement. V'choizrin, umalin, umekashrin, kol hachius, shel kol mekomes arachoykem oid, v'ashem yisborach. And by doing that, the person goes ahead and elevates and attaches the life, the energy of all of these places that are far from Hashem, he plugs them into Hashem. Vaideze nesiyachadin kol hamamorois shem klal kol hoilamois b'sharoshim b'maim rasosim. And by doing that, he also unites the other nine statements of creation, which are what created all of these different worlds. He unites them with the first statement of creation, which is the Bereshis, this Maimar Sosum. Ki ikar shleimus hayichud, ki shemalin amakashrin lamala, hachiyas shel kol ha-sidra achra, shekulam yeshuvu la-Hashem izborach. Because the main perfection of unification, of yichud, is when a person is able to take even the chiyas of this sidra achra and plug it in perfectly to Hashem, that all of it should be brought back to Hashem. Ki yadua bekavonois, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, shebechol hayichudim tzrichim lahalois hachius meaklipois, haynu kanal. That whenever we want to try to make a yichud, step one is to extract from the klipois some of their chius and bring that into the kiddusha, and then you're ready to do what you need to do. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Chof Dalet and Likutei Moran, in the first half, in the example that he gives there, that before you can start the whole cycle of the elevation of the worlds, step one is that you have to go into the place of the Sitra Achra and be able to draw out from there the sparks of Kedusha that can be taken out. As in the Ktoiris, the Chelban of the Ktoiris. All of this is accomplished through Achila B'Kedusha. Aval Machmas Chet, Odom Rishin, Shepogam B'Achila Seitzadas Tovora. Whereas as a result of the chet of Adam Rishon, that he was plaguing in eating from the Eitz HaDa'as, Ayideze Himshich Sitra Demoisa, by doing that, he drew the death into the world. K'may Shekosav, K'biyayim HaChoch Menom Mois Tomos, as the Pasuk says, on the day that you'll eat from this, you will die. Shehu Pirut Bein HaNefesh V'Guf, which is the separation between body and soul. Ki yef shelovarer hu achilo b'shleimos ad shetucha lechaber hanefesh maguf sheyichya loilam. Because it is impossible to perfect achila to the highest level unless you're able to unite body and soul permanently, mamish permanently, that the person should live forever. Ki achshov yef sheliskos lachila kazois. Nowadays, it's impossible for us to achieve that level of achila. Because as a result of the chet of Adam HaRishon, all kinds of junk, all kinds of bad things got mixed into our food and our eating. This is why the person has to die. And again, one of the main reasons why people experience death is because of the pegam huachila, of Eitz Hadas, that Adam HaRishon ate from what he wasn't supposed to. As the Pasuk says, Bezeas apecho toicha lechem, you will struggle and toil to earn your livelihood, but toich alecha means literally to eat your bread, to eat your food, ad shuvcho el ha'adama, until you will return to the earth, until the person will die. Ve'ikar tikkun oilachar misosoi, wal yidei she'oilev nishmosoi lebechinas maimar sosum. The main tikkun of a human being is, after he passes away, is by his neshama, his soul, going up to that place called Maimar Sosum. U'mishom choyzer u'mamshech chiyus chodosh l'hachyos u'atzomos ha'eveshos. And from there, he draws new life, new energy, into the dried-out bones, ad she'yamdu b'tchiyas ha'mesim, until they'll be restored, and they'll get up again, when Hashem will bring the dead back to life, l'chiyos chayim nitzchim, to live eternal life. V'chol echot kefi ma'isov kein zoich l'zeh. Each every person, according to the life that he lived, will be zoich to this. Ki tzadik shed bitel gufoi b'chayov. V'zoch olavo yisla b'chinas ayay. B'chayim chiyusoi bo'ida b'gufoi. A tzadik who was zoich to nullify his body while he was living, to humble the body, and to get the body to be 100% subservient to the soul while he was living, which means that he was zeche even while he was living to go up to that place of ayay, who einoy meis klal. Such a tzaddik doesn't really die at all. Kamo yisham razala, as the Gemara says, kimi soso hu rak bechinas bitul shemavat latzmoi bebitul niflo kedei sheyalo lamayim rasosum betachles hamayla leila leila. For such a tzaddik, his death is not anything final or anything harmful or destructive, but rather it's a concept of him nullifying himself in the highest level of bitul in order to reach up to that maimar sosum, it to the highest level that it could possibly be done like. Leilo leilo, kidei sheyamshich nishom chiyus chodosh veniflo lesakein kol afoshes kulam. In order for his neshama to be able to draw from that unbelievable high place, to be able to draw super, super energy and life to help him perfect and correct all kinds of nefashos. Avomi she'eno tzadik, tzorech lizboil tzar kefi maisov b'gehenem ukeyoytzei ad she'yalo l'shom. Whereas a person who's not a tzadik has to suffer pain according to his deeds in Gehenem or other options, until only after that is the person able to go up to that very high place. V'hakoy l'fi ha'cheshbon, all based on the accounting, on the accountability that's done. V'al kein be'emes afilu im lo'y zocho l'heitiv ma'isa b'shleimus b'chayev. And this is why even a person who wasn't zochet to perfect everything, all of his deeds during his lifetime, aval zocho al kol ponim l'chapes u'levakesh v'lidroish tamid osi yisborach, but the person was at least always seeking Hashem, trying to find Hashem, trying to connect with Hashem, who gam kein toivo niflo v'nairo l'nafshe v'gufoi. For that person also, the death, dying, is a tremendous benefit to their soul and body. Because that's what makes it possible for this person, even after his death, to seek out Hashem. And they won't be able to mess him up by rerouting him to the Olam HaToyu, for example, which is one of the places that's described in Sifrei Kabbalah, where a person's soul is put into a world where it looks to the person as if he's actually physically living, as he's continuing to live as he did in the physical world, but it's not. Animation. It's a movie. It's Hollywood. It's make-believe. He's not really living. He's in a make-believe world where he's not getting mitzvah. He's not doing mitzvah semai simtoyv. He's not getting any credit for anything he's doing. Chas v'shon. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that a person who throughout his physical lifetime was always searching for Hashem and seeking out Hashem, even when that person dies, he will be zeche to do that also. And he won't be fooled. They won't be able to fool him by putting him into the Olam HaToyu. Me'achar shegam shom yevakis Hashem Yisborach. Because even if they put him there, the second he hits the ground, he's running. He's searching for Hashem. He's begging Hashem, where are you? I want to connect with you. I want to come close to you. And that will make it possible for him easily to get back to his proper resting place. All with the help of a true tzaddikim. Paragraph Chav Gimel. V'chol yemei chayei ha'odom tzorech yegia gedoilo shetiach ilosei b'kedusha. Throughout a person's life, the person has to work very hard to get to a level where he's eating properly, where he's eating b'kedusha. Sheyechaber nafshoi b'gufoi b'kedusha al yideu achila. So that his body and soul will be united properly with pure holiness through his eating. So that he'll bring about a unification of all of the worlds through his eating. The ikra tikkun hu achilas Shabbos. The main tikkun is the eating on Shabbos. Shehu achila dekdusha. Sheoz mitzvah gedayla lechol v'lasani. Then it's a tremendous mitzvah for a person to eat and enjoy the food. Ki achila Shabbos kulei kodesh, because the eating on Shabbos is 100% holiness. It's all mitzvah. Ki oz meirim hashtei adrochem anal, because on Shabbos both of these paths of azamra and aye are shining brightly. Va'oz nasim kolei yichudim shekol hoylamos v'mamoris misyachtem b'shaloshim, and that's when all the yichudim, where all the different worlds and all the statements of creation are all coming together to their source. The Bechinas Maimar Sosum, they're connecting to the Maimar Sosum, Shemeiros Baha'ora Nifla, which is glowing and shining in an incredible way on Shabbos. Ukemavur Bahamaimar Kigavna, as is explained in the beautiful Tfila, Kigavno Deinun Misyachtan Lielo Biechod, Oifochi Iisyachtas Lesato, and the paragraph Rosa de Shabbos, which we recite on Friday night, those that are privileged to daven Nusach Sfarad. There we speak about the incredible yichudim that take about on Shabbos. V'alkein oz v'achila b'kedusha nifloa. And because all of those yichudim are happening, that's why the achila on Shabbos has tremendous holiness to it. V'alideihu achila ikra yichud kanal. And it's through the eating that the main yichud is affected. V'alkein alidei suda Shabbos oisin eruvei tchumim. And this is why if a person wants to make an Eruv Tchumin, an Eruv to allow him to increase the distance he's allowed to travel on Shabbos, he does it through Achila Shabbos, by preparing a Suda of Shabbos to put in that in a certain proper location. Ki me'achilas u'sudas Shabbos, nishon nimshochim u'me'irin alpayim amot tchum Shabbos, shem b'china shnei alfin anal. Because it's from the eating on Shabbos, it's from the meals of Shabbos, that the 2,000 amos distance that the person's allowed to walk, that's where they draw their light, their energy. And these 2,000 amos that correspond to the two Alephs, Azamra and Aye, which both begin with Aleph, these two limudim. Because the main yichud is to unite those alephs, shehim b'chinas shtei adrochem, which is these two drochem of azamra and aye. Ki aderech shel azamra hu b'chinas tikkun shviras hakelim kanal. Because the derech of azamra, we explained earlier in this halacha, is what brings about the tikkun for the shviras hakelim that took place at the beginning of creation. She'oilim kol hatoiv. Shein b'chinas nitzusos hakdusha olim koimom, l'b'chinas mamoros hamizgalim, shenisham kol hatoiv, whereby all the goodness that had fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra, all the sparks of holiness, returned to their places. They returned to the 9 revealed statements of creation, which are the source of all goodness. Ki hamamoros hamizgalim, shein b'chinas maloi chol aretz kevoidoi, hein b'chinas klal ha-toira v'amitzvois, shekulim mishvuch v'edisporam. Because those 9 revealed statements of creation, which represent the world being full of the kavod of Hashem, uvehecholay kuloy oimer kavod, these amirois are kavod, they represent the entire Torah and the mitzvahs, which are all for the kavod of Hashem. Avla derech shel ayeh hanal, Whereas the Derech of Ayeh, Shehubachin as Tikkun Cholo Haponui, which is what brings about the tikkun for the Chol HaPonui, Shehu Alidei She'olon Lebechinas Ayeh Maimar Sosomanal, which is brought about by a person going up to Ayeh, to the Maimar Sosom, Hu Shoyrish HaTorah. That's the source from where the Torah gets its energy from. V'Govoya Me'atorah, that's above the Torah. Just like we know that the Gemara tells us that there are certain things that preceded the Torah. Tshuva, other things. The main thing is to unite them both, to bring them both together. Lechaber klolius haTorah, klolius hamoran hamizgalim, shu klolius kol ha'ilamos, to attach the Torah, the revealed statements of creation, which represent the all the worlds. Lechaber hakol b'shaloshei ha'elyon, to unite all of it to its uppermost source. Shehu Bereshis, Maimar Sosom, which is Bereshis, the hidden statement of creation. She'oz nechlolon v'nesiachtin shnei ofen anal. Because when you accomplish that, then the two Aleph's are also united. Sheze b'chinas klal kavonas v'achila. That's the whole concept of the kavonas that the Arizal explains. What a Jew is supposed to have in mind when he's eating. Liyache b'chinas v'alfen. To unite the Aleph's. Kemuva b'kavonas, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal there explains what those Arabs represent according to Kabbalah. Shekol zeh zoich na yidei achila Shabbos. A Jew can be zoiched to accomplish all of this by eating on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos b'chinas shviso v'naicho. Because Shabbos means resting, calmness, peacefulness. She'oz hu yishuv hadas. That's when a person is resting and calm, that's when they can really think clearly, have a true yeshiva das. Shezeh ho'ikur, that's the most important thing. Rabbein Ezal says in the Torah in the Likutei Moran, in the second half of the Likutei Moran, Masha'olam rechoikim yashem yisborach hu rak mishum shein lam yeshiva das. The fact that people are distant from Hashem is only because of one thing. They don't have yeshiva das. They don't give themselves the luxury to push the stop button and say, stop, I want to get off. And to get off the treadmill and really think carefully about what their life is all about. Ki ikra b'china zois lahamin b'daitoi b'shleimus sh'akoy lechod she'kol ho'ilam u'maloi kulam eino hem chiyus v'kiyim kiyim imeni yisborach levad she'u sosum v'nelam yikoyl. Because the main accomplishment of this, for a Jew to really believe 100% that everything is one, that the entire world and everything in it, none of it has any life other than what it receives from Hashem, who is completely, completely hidden. Shezeh ikar shleimus kol ha'yichudim. This is the essence of all the yichudim, all the unifications. To take all of those things, all of creation, and unite it, make it one with Hashem. Ve'ikar shleimus v'emun azois ein zeichen kim al yidei kedusha Shabbos. And for a person to really be zeichet to believe this completely, it's only through the holiness of Shabbos. She'u b'chinas kedushas hatzadike yemes she'zeichen liyishuv hadas. Shabbos represents yishuv hadas. Shabbos represents the true tzadikim, who are the ones who are zeichet to real true yeshiva das. Sheze ikar ha-menucha v'ashvisa shel Shabbos. This is when we talk about resting on Shabbos. This is what it's really about. Bebechinas menuchas shalva v'hashkeit v'vetach, which we say in the Shmoneh Esrei Mincha on Shabbos. Bechinas b'shuva v'nachas tivosheyun. The Pasuk says with rest, with shuva, with yeshiva das, and with peacefulness, you will receive your salvation. Your strength will be in your silence, in your calmness, in your trusting in Hashem. Rabbi Nosson says the kind of yishuv das we're talking about here, there's no way you can put it into writing. There's no way you can even verbalize it. I can't explain to you what that is, what kind of yeshiva das we're talking about here, that a Jew has the potential, the ability to achieve on Shabbos. Ki hu l'chol chad kifuman l'meshar b'libei. This applies to each and every individual according to the level that he's on, according to what his connection to Hashem. Bibchinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Noida Basha'orim Bala, that Kavyochel Hashem is known in the gates of our hearts, that each one, Kol Chad Lefoman de Meshar Belibe, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ki Yadu as is known. Vezer Bechinas. Now Rav Moshe Zal goes back to the statement of the Gemara that this halach is based on, the debate between Rabbi Shuvah and Hananiah and the 70 wise men of Athens, where one of the things they discussed was, I think that that's what it's tied into, otherwise it's the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Hindua. I'm sorry, this is not the story of Rabbi Shuvah Hananiah and Chachamim. This is the discussion between Rav Zera and Rav Yehuda Hunda, where one time he saw that he was in very good mood, and he said, I can ask him any question in the world and he's going to answer me. And he asked him a number of questions there that don't seem to make any sense to us. One of the questions there was, my time or karna de kamsa rekicha, why is it that the antennas of grasshoppers, of locusts, are soft? And the response was, Mishum de dairi bechilfi, because they live in the Arava, they live in those kind of places, the Ikashia, Gagya Masavra. And if their antennas were hard, when they would get stuck, you know, in the stalks and things like that, they would break and blind the grasshopper. You know, that's why Hashem had to make it soft. Now Rav Moshe Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas karna dekamtsu rekicha kanal bechinas rach kakone." This goes back to what the Gemara says, that a person, a Jew, is supposed to be soft, like a reed, flexible. Bechinas harpu ude'u kianoichi Hashem. Harpu, be soft, be gentle, and know that I am Hashem. V'chol zeh yefshe levayar b'chsav. Rav Moshe Zal says, all of this is impossible to put into words. But rather, we need to hold on to attach ourselves to our forefathers and our rabbis who were zeche to achieve this to the perfection. And it's through them that sometimes Hashem gives us a taste of His great light, through the holiness of Shabbos, which is the concept of Shuvah Vonachas, Bechinas Menuchas Shalva Vahashkev Vavetachana. Vezeh Bechinas Eruv. This is the reason why it's called an Eruv Tchum, and an Eruv Echatzeros. Loshen Eruv Mamish. It means what the actual word Eruv means. Shema'arv Umechabrin Umeyachdin Aydei Suda Shabbos. We mix together, and we attach and we unite through the meals of Shabbos, shemimena oisna ha'eruvei tchumim, from which we construct this eruv tchumim, es bechinas hashtei alfen aleph. We bring together and unite the two alephs, shehim bechinas klolius almen disgalia, ba'alma ilo estima, shalena samar esosun. This is the concept of uniting all of the revealed worlds with the hidden world, which is Maimra Sosin, which is Kavyochel the Keser, the crown of Hashem, etc.